we've done that. The next thing is the Thompson.
You got a way to fill the SSC with the Japanese or anything like that?
Well, I wish I did, Mr. President, but I think that comes after the election. I really do.
We can, well, that's great, I guess.
We've laid on a focal point.
Well, you gotta do it. Well, you got to be kind of drop out of that race.
No, sir.
Let's keep all of our assets to the extent that we can. Get back into that business.
That's certainly one of the main objectives of this technology opportunity program.
Right.
Now, your time is close, and I thought if we just talk from this, we could cover the whole spectrum. If you'll, may I come around here?
Sure. John, I ask you to pull the whole focus of technology together on urgent national needs for opportunities. The first thing I did was go to the government, do what would amount to a library of research, see what else is going on so we don't get cross purposes or embarrass ourselves. The first thing I found was a congressional study called Government Practices on Procurement. Larger by DOD, but it's a congressional study. So having reorganized, I discovered that there was also a study of very unbiased Treasury International Transfer of Technology. What's good about it, what's bad about it, what's indifferent, what it should do with it. And I reordered their schedule to the next one. And then John had asked the National Aeronautics and Space Council to do a study that was around our first question. What's the health of the aerospace industry and air transport? SST is a part of that. That's due on the 1st of October. And then I found a gap, and no one had looked at the industry. So I wrote 50 letters to the top trade organization using John's benefit criteria. That will grow to 1,000 inputs. The enthusiasm for that has been just almost beyond belief. And under Secretary Lynn, what are three things? What are good ideas that we should help stimulate? what I said, you might make the end of the matter.
That's right.
I think the only thing I really want to leave with you is this, it's the most important single thing to do, first of two things, one, what we do, and the country thinks we have. And at this point, it's far more important to do what we do boldly and dramatically. We announced that $100 million program for cancer, and we kind of pushed around, haven't gotten anybody to head it up, or is that any other thing, and so you could sort of lose the feeling about it. I mean, now what's the point? Is it going to make any difference? No, as a matter of fact, Richardson and the boys at BGW were exactly correct, and probably the best way to just piss away the $100 million and get into the Institute of Health out there, and, you know, they use the same microphone. Right, let me say that in this instance, you undoubtedly will have the bureaucrats come up with, well, just do it the way we've been doing it previous. Do it quietly and do it well. Bold. That is what we want. We have got to do it in a very bold, exciting, interesting way, and that means you've got to have a new agency. Just got to, even though it may not be the best way to do it, because there needs to be a psychological lift here, a variable. I mean, you're not going to get a psychological lift by doing things in a gray, dull, efficient manner that we usually do things, you see. That's our problem. So we could say the Manhattan Project wasted a lot, shot to the moon wasted a lot, but it falls. Still it was the way to do it, you see.
Sure.
I come to the point that I just can't emphasize too strongly. Lean hard for a new agency, something we can talk about so that people can think something is being done rather than to do it better and more efficiently through the routine dead-ass government agencies that we presently have. Now that's the only thing I should add to the whole thing.
I've asked on that subject. John made that very clear to us.
Yes.
First time he's politely chewed me out.
Yes, the political side here, those are very important. People always ask this question. Some of them ask, are we going to subsidize American industry so we can compete with subsidized Japanese industry? Mm-hmm. Well, the answer is, we might have to consider it. Of course, the way we subsidize is through tax write-offs. But the main point is, this whole area, it's got to be set in something as new, as breakthrough, as initiative, rather than, I can keep, without even reading them, I can tell you what you've gotten already from the agency, the crap you'll get from Treasury and from Commerce and all that. They don't think they. Right, John?
Sir.
Have you run into this in everything we do? We have a hell of a time, for example, and then the law enforcement field, we've been quite a bit, but we're having one hell of a time getting any credit. The only body that thinks being a law enforcement is Edgar Hoover. I mean, every time they arrest a depot guy, they make a catalog. But our problem is we do well, and we say we'll get credit. Bullshit.
We captured $40 million worth of heroin the other day. It got that much tight back on the 20th page of the Star. Way back in the
50s.
The BMD. Biggest hit in the history of the nation. Really a knockout.
Well, here's what I've run into that verifies what you've said. None of the agencies, with a single exception, NASA, a little bit AEC, a great deal in DOD, which is not sanitary in this field we're talking about, although they can help. None of them have program definition, system management capability. They think little. They don't understand the word feasibility. They don't understand the word a market need or a public need. So what's needed is the kind of management capability that was available on Manhattan, was available on Apollo. So after John really made your point very clear to me, and he did, I went to see Fletcher and Lowe very quietly. And I asked them, since you're the only agency that has this, DOT doesn't have it, is NASA. Tell me what systems management in these new initiatives you could take on, or how you could provide the manpower by, say, taking your best guy or your next best guy and forming a nucleus to do this job in a separate system. They're working on that. The horror that I have is if we take this on in a new area and we don't do like we did Apollo and we provide the Sam Phillipses, we had 150 of the very best program managers from the Air Force. We just pulled them out, shoved them in, and made Apollo work. Because NASA didn't have the capability when space started. They have it now, and they have it in space. So if we're going to have a new NASA, we've got to have some old NASA heads, some old Air Force heads that really know how to do this without getting into a horrible cost, wasted effort, mismanaged environment. We've got to have the very best. And I'll give you an example of how people don't think big. I went through the DOT NASA package. NASA's guilty of this too. There was no SST in there. And I said, well, let me take this package, which is this big, and work backwards from the threat on aviation. And the threat is what we talked about in our first meeting. The rest of the world has a nationalized plan to have a Concorde, to have an A300 300 passenger short range Airbus, 150 passenger wide body Mercure. They've captured Boeing and the STOL because Boeing got to survive, so they're getting funded from the Italians. Pratt & Whitney and GE this week are going to make a decision to build their next modern jet civil engine with the French, with Sonecma, a 20,000 pound, which will capture the market. Within a month or two, the Japanese are going to sign up somebody else. So I looked at the NASA and the DOT and the commerce people and I said, will this package solve that problem? And they said, oh no, we've got a little research on noise and we're going to buy up some tire molds to cut noise on the highway down. And I said, get your eyes up. This whole industry is going to disappear if you don't come in with a bold, imaginative program to alter this course of events. So I've sent them all back to the showers, and I'm going to get with, I'm not sure the right people to get with, but I'm selectively picking people in the area. Some are very low and some are very high that understand this problem and put together that package, which is the one that counts, and that's why you said don't lose the SST. What I think you're really saying is don't lose civil aviation. Now, none of them have thought of that. Now, industry might think of that, but everybody's a little chicken right now, Mr. President. The situation of the Fox fires and the Gaylord Nelsons and the soap and the problem of the Democrats trying to keep unemployment high has got a lot of little people trying to say a low profile will get us through this thing. And that's just wrong. That's what you said. You're going to make it. You're going to have to be bright, imaginative, and do something dramatic and new. And I'm not going to be able to get that in front of you by the 6th of October. I'm going to do it. I'm going to try. I'm not going to let anybody off that schedule, and it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Well, this is in context of this. There's another thing. Two of us together to touch the point. The other thing has to do with education and tax reform. Is as bold as anything that has come down the road in a long time. And that has to do with education costs linked to a rebate of property taxes or an elimination of property taxes in lieu. And it ties to this California case. Yes, sir. We're making some progress. Now, these two are really both about very much the same thing, and that's 20 million new jobs. This is 20 million new jobs per year. This is getting the people ready, equipped, so that they can take the 20 million new jobs. So that at that point they touch, but they are two very high visibility items that talk about this country 10 years from now, if you got any of them. Hope you're keeping that out of the trade retention. Well,
or are they working?
They're working on value added.
But they don't know why.
But they don't know why. They don't know how it links. They must have some suspicions because we've had to send them back to the drawing boards because their numbers came out all haywire. Linked specifically to our need requirements. So sooner or later, we're going to have to cut them into this. In order to get the results out of the
Either that or we're going to have to set up our own tax department.
Yes, you can do that.
So, Eddie Cohen, I have talked to the secretary about this, the John Cohen.
Yeah.
And because we were getting no action at all out of the church.
I don't know what you're doing there.
Well, look, you're on the right track. Set your track table like you are. I understand why you can't reach him.
I mean, and that will you, I mean, what I mean.
Well, don't tell him that you're not.
No, I understand.
You are.
But just kick him in the butt, which of course you will do. But I must say that it's time they were thinking about this. I mean, in fact, people should have started thinking at the minute we lost SST.
Yeah.
That should have shocked this country into thinking, what the hell are we going to make?
That's
right, John? What the hell are we going to make in the world? You see, the point that a lot of people realize, I don't realize, is this. And they got a meeting this morning, reference was made to the fact, well, that only 4% of America's products are exported. In other words, our exports are only 4% of our GNP, whereas it's maybe 30% of Canada's and 5% of Japan's and 30% of Britain's and the rest. But the other side, they ought to realize, we're not talking about the export market alone. We're talking about the market in the United States. We're the biggest market in the world. Japan sells 30% of its exports to the United States. Europe sells them. And what is happening is that American firms are getting their butts beat off in the United States. That's it.
Yep.
So when we talk about, this idea of being competitive in the world really doesn't matter because we don't depend on exports. The hell, it doesn't matter. It matters to great people because we compete. The United States is part of the world, and this is a big market.
It's right side of that coin.
We have a milestone that you may be involved in, and I would like to leave you.
Sure.
One of the problems of the scientific community is inertia, you know, don't try to regulate it, please keep the basic research all funded and happy. You're going to be appointing very soon a gentleman to head up an